Germany's centre-left Social Democrats have claimed victory in the federal election there, telling the party of outgoing Chancellor Angela Merkel it should no longer be in power. The Social Democrats will start coalition talks with other parties after narrowly winning the knife-edge election. Party leader Olaf Scholz said he had a clear mandate to form a government. Our Europe editor Tony Connolly has been watching developments from the German capital, Berlin. Tony, first of all, what's the latest now in relation to trying to form a government after this election? Olaf Scholz has been speaking this morning. What's he been saying about the task now that he's heading to undertake?
His clear message, Brian, has been that the voters have delivered a mandate to him and to two other parties, the Greens and the Free Democrats, the pro-business Liberal Democrats. And really now it's up to them to start talking to form a coalition. And he is adamant that this is what the voters have chosen, this is the message they have given, and that that process should get underway right away and could be concluded by Christmas. Now, I think the reason he's so adamant on this is that because the victory was so narrow, the Christian Democrats, the Angela Merkel's party, are still kind of in with a shout to form a coalition themselves, even though they didn't get the largest number of votes or seats. So I think Olaf Scholz is really trying to seize control of the process and to make a clear overture to the Greens and the FDP to start talks on the basis, as he would see it, as this being what the people of Germany have voted for.
Well, of course, the latter years of Angela Merkel's leadership were to some extent dominated by Brexit, the departure of Britain from the EU, and Chancellor, or future Chancellor possibly, Scholz, has been giving some hint about how he might approach relations with the UK today.
That's right. He gave two statements today. First of all, earlier this morning, he met party supporters in the SPD headquarters in Berlin. And then he returned with some other of his new MPs later in the morning. And he was asked by a UK channel what would Germany consider sending truck drivers over to help with the fuel crisis in Britain. A somewhat tongue-in-cheek question, but here's what he had to say. I think this is indicative of the kind of cautious and even somewhat conciliatory approach he might take to handling relations with the UK.
The free movement of labour is part of the European Union, and we worked very hard to convince the British not to leave the Union. Now they decided different, and I hope that they will manage the problems coming from that, because I think it's constantly an important idea for all of us to make it happen, that there will be good relations between the EU and the UK.
Olaf Scholz, leader of the Social Democrats. Tony, what happens now? He'll begin negotiations, presumably, with those other potential coalition partners.
Yeah, that process should get underway fairly quickly. Now, Armin Laschet, who is the defeated CDU candidate, has said that he still believes he can enter coalition negotiations with the Greens and the FDP, and in particular, if the process now launched by Olaf Scholz fails, that kind of means that he would be sitting around waiting for the SPD, Green, FDP discussions to get underway and then to see what happens. But clearly, I think the Greens and the FDP are already talking to each other, trying to forge their own position ahead of talks with the SPD. And I think that means they will want to exert maximum leverage on Olaf Scholz by saying, look, we have agreed between ourselves. This is the platform we are going to agree on. Now, these are the prices that we are asking you to pay in order to have us participate in this coalition. But needless to say, they are not natural bedfellows politically, the Greens and the Liberal Democrats. So that process in itself could take some time.
Tony Connolly in Berlin, thank you for that. After the break, we'll be hearing what